A recurring theme in Victorian politics in recent years has been government secrecy over, in particular, major infrastructure contracts. So it was with some astonishment this morning that I picked up today's copy of the Australian Financial Review and saw a plea from the Federal Assistant Infrastructure Minister, Jamie Briggs, to call on state governments to drop the secrecy that surrounds things like, for instance, the contract for the East-West Tunnel here in Melbourne. Jamie Briggs is a junior minister in the Abbott federal government. Mr. Briggs, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
It's been a criticism of the Labor side of politics here in Victoria to say pretty much what you are saying from within the Liberal side of politics. So is there a split here between you and the Napthine government?
No, not at all. The point I was making today is that we committed at the last election to having increased transparency around the spending of taxpayers' dollars on very important infrastructure projects, so taxpayers are assured that their finite dollars are being spent on the most valuable projects across the country. East-West Link certainly fits into that bucket, and that's why we're funded not only Stage 1, but we're funding Stage 2 as well, because it is a very important city-transforming project that will have massive productivity increases for Victoria. It'll create thousands of jobs, and it'll be good for the future of Melbourne and our country.
How do we know? Because have you seen the secret business case?
Well, there's been information passed through to the federal government, obviously, because we are contributing significant amounts of money to it. The point of the interview this morning in the Fin Review is that there is a balance here between the amount of information you want to release as a taxpayer to expose the confidential, if you like, information that you enter into bid processes with companies for, because you don't want to give away your hand, if you know what I mean, about what it is you want the companies to bid for. But at the same time, we think, and the states agree, mind you, that there can be additional information which can assure the taxpayer that they are getting the best value for the spend that we are that we're making on their behalf.
I hear your assurance, but again, the question, have you seen the secret business case?
We certainly have seen information in relation to how the East-West project will proceed.
And on the basis of what your government department has seen and what you're advised, your party has committed funds to this particular project. But how come the voters and taxpayers of Victoria are not allowed to see the same information?
Well, they will. I think the issue here
is after the election?
Well, it's a question of timing. I mean, elections obviously are important, and at elections people get to make decisions and about who they want to govern the state. But at the same
and they
time,
want to make that decision with a full suite of information, and we're being denied that.
Well, I don't think people are being denied it, but certainly what we're saying
well,
is...
How can you argue we're not being denied it? We're not allowed to know what you are allowed to know. We're not allowed to share the same knowledge base, and you're asking us to choose a government without knowing what the information is and what the decision's based on.
Well, John, I think the point here is that as a taxpayer, which you and I both are, we want governments to make the best decisions on our behalves about how we spend what is, in the end, finite taxpayers' dollars. There's choices for government about how you spend money. Infrastructure is a very important part of that. In the end, though, as a taxpayer equally, you don't want the government to give away its hand and to get a dud deal because...
No, but the deal's done is the point, Mr. Briggs. You're a minister in the Abbott federal Liberal government. Do you tell Dennis Napthine or your colleague Michael O'Brien, the treasurer, that on your same side of politics, okay, the deal's done, the contracts are signed, now release them before the election so the voters can see what it is that they've been committed to?
Well, the election, in a sense, doesn't play into it. It's the timing as far as the information relating to the detail that is being discussed between the company who's tendered for the project and been successful and the Victorian government who ultimately takes responsibility for delivering the project.
But they don't take responsibility for telling us about it. The contracts were signed, Minister, on the 29th of September. Michael O'Brien said the contracts will be released in a few weeks. It's now 5 weeks. And they've still not been released, so why not?
Well, look, in the end, that is a decision for the Victorian government. But at the end of the day, the Australian government is very confident, and your listeners should be very confident, that the decision that the Victorian government has made, one, about the consortia who's tendered for the process, and two, about the actual project in the first place, it is an absolutely good spend of taxpayers' money, because it is a vital project. It's a project that should go ahead. It's overdue. It comes from a report that was conducted by Sir Rod Eddington, you remember, John, in 2008. At the time, Bill Shorten put a submission in supporting the East-West project. It is a good project, and it must go ahead for Melbourne.
There's two separate issues, whether it goes ahead or not is one of them, and whether the public are allowed to know the basis upon which it might go ahead is a separate one. But while my time is limited, Minister, can you explain to me, and I raised this the other day, in fact, with your boss, Tony Abbott, there seems to be an absolute refusal by the Abbott government to commit federal funds to public transport. You're the infrastructure assistant minister. Can you explain why?
Well, what we've said is that ultimately the Australian government's got responsibility in our federation for the management of the national economy. People look and vote at the federal elections, usually on federal issues. The major driving federal issues are the national economy, the management of the national economy, and national security. They're the two major issues people vote on. And in that respect, what we're trying to do with our infrastructure spend, the $50 billion spend, which is the biggest ever by the federal government, is to get the best value to lift our productivity and increase our economic activity.
Roads, and more roads, but no rail and no public transport whatsoever.
Well, there's two points I'd make about that, John. Firstly, people should remember that 50% of the kilometres travelled by public transport in Australia are by bus. And if you improve the road network by investing in projects like the East-West Link, you will improve the public transport network automatically. Most people from the suburbs travel in to the city by bus.
Buses caught in gridlock traffic are no use to anybody. Rail and trams and the like in this state anyway are a solution. Why does the Abbott government simply point blank refuse to commit any funds to public transport?
Well, and that was the second point that I was going to make, John, is that we are committing funds to public transport through the asset recycling initiative.
No, that's state government assets being sold.
Well, that with federal government money that we paid as an incentive to spend on infrastructure. There's been a misrepresentation of this policy by some that it's about a bribe, if you like, to sell assets. Not. What it's about is a bribe, if you like, for the use of the money. And we're saying if you sell an asset, like the Victorian government plans to do with the Melbourne Port, we want that money spent on new infrastructure. And if you do that, we'll pay you a 15% bonus on the sale price, and that will lead to the Melbourne Rail Link being built. So you'll get both. You'll get an improved road network through the East-West Link, and you'll get an improved public rail transport system through the Asset Recycling Initiative because of Tony Abbott and the federal government and because of the Victorian Liberal government if they're re-elected.
We've covered a lot of ground. Thank you indeed for your time on a busy morning, and let's see where these issues end up.
My pleasure, John. Thanks for having me on.
Jamie Briggs in the Abbott government. He's the Assistant Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development.